Jesus is a friend to the sinner, and the streets are full of his friends.
I see a lot of pain. I see a lot of lost souls.
Which way do I go now?
It's a go season. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, stay ye in all the church.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me.
Help me.
God is calling you out into the streets with signs and wonders.
I feel a desperation because while we're inside the church, swirling around with issues inside the church, there are people going to hell outside the church.
People like me don't come into church. You have to take church to us so we can find it.
Nothing is going to keep me back from discerning the time, moving into apostolic and prophetic authority, and going out and getting myself a harvest. Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've come to join us on today's program. The subject is the spirit world, and we're going to study all about God's glory realm and the heavenlies and the realms that overlay the natural realm. So you'll want to stay tuned for the entire program because there's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
We've had this really interesting phenomenon begin to happen where these round globes of light are showing up in the meetings. And you can only see them from digital photography downloaded on a computer. But we believe that they're some type of an angelic being.
Welcome to Insights, and we're just beginning a series right now on the spirit world. This is part one, and we're going to be talking about God's realm. You know, these days people are so hungry for spiritual things. In fact, at the turn of the millennium, the UN made a very strong statement, said that one of the greatest commodities of this century was going to be mankind's spirituality. And we know that even in the Western world, especially where there's been more of a cranial or academic orientation, that this has changed now for people being spiritually aware and spiritually hungry. And so we're going to go into a study right now of this realm. And if you want more, I would highly recommend you getting the Glory School teaching, because we're going to whiz through very quickly on Insights today. So get ready, because we're about ready to run a marathon. So if you could turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 18. It says this, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And so there is a spirit world, so to speak, or an unseen realm that overlays all the natural realm that we're living in. That scripture says that the things that you see, they're of the time realm. Those things that are inside of time. They're in the natural realm. So like the chair that you're sitting on or the coffee cup that you're drinking out of, those are all things in the natural realm. But overlaying that natural realm is an unseen realm. It's called the spiritual realm or the spirit world. And there's things, activities that take place, and there's beings that live within that place. And we're going to look at that today. Now, the most authoritative book on the realm of the spirit is the Bible. There's many books being written these days about spiritual things, and you can read people's spiritual experiences from hundreds of years ago and spiritual leaders, books from different religions and things like that. But the granddaddy of all spiritual literature is the Holy Bible. And the scriptures are the authoritative source on spiritual things. You know, because God is the creator. He knows the way that he made the world. He knows the truth about what he made. And he knows how to impart that knowledge and understanding to us. And so he inspired writers over the years to write this very inspired book that has stood throughout the centuries as being the most authoritative book on life itself, but especially on the spirit world. And so if you're hungry for the things of the spirit, then get into the Bible, because it's a spiritual book. It's not an academic book. If you tried to read this book academically, you'd be really disappointed. It's a spiritual book, and you need to read it with a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to see what's behind the print on this page, because it's not just print. These are spiritual words for spiritually hungry people, and there's revelation awaiting for you inside the scriptures. Now, there are locations in the spirit realm, in this unseen realm, in fact, overlaying all the natural realm, There is an unseen realm with activity taking place. It goes all the way up into the heavens. The Bible talks about a plurality of heavens. It talks about the throne room of God. It talks about the third heaven where God's throne room is. And if you take the Glory School or purchase the tapes or the CDs off the web, you'll be able to get more understanding on that realm. It's a very real realm, and God lives there. And so that is a location in the spirit realm. Also, below the earth, the Bible talks about spiritual locations. You know, there's a natural geography that goes on under the earth, right down to the earth's core, that you can, you know, study in your geography classes at school. But there's also a spiritual overlay of that realm that the Bible talks about. Jesus, in the book of Luke, talked about a story of Lazarus and the rich man both being in a place called Sheol. And in half of it, there was Abraham's bosom, which was where Lazarus was. That was where all the righteous dead went in the Old Testament. All believers in Jesus Christ in the Old Testament went into a place that was like a paradise. It was absolutely beautiful. It was like heaven. Then there was a gap, and across from that, there was hell, which is described in the Bible as a place of torment. And we actually have a whole program on the subject of hell, and you can order that online if you want. It's an amazing program. And so hell is a real place. Sheol was a real place, although now, when people breathe their last breath in this earth, in the time realm, they don't go to Abraham's bosom anymore. They go directly to be with Jesus if Jesus is in their heart, because, you know, Jesus has gone to the cross and he's been raised, and those that are believers in him are raised with him. So the very moment you take your last breath in this life, you go on to be with him in glory. No longer is there people in that place called Abraham's bosom. Now, there's also invisible beings in the spirit realm. For instance, God himself is an unseen being. We believe in him by faith, but we know he exists because he is the creator of all the universe, and he fills all in all. Of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one being called God. The Bible says the Lord our God is one God, and he is to be worshipped. But he is living and alive in the unseen realm. But we can feel his presence, and we can see his manifestations of his presence from time to time. But he is the ruler of all in the spirit realm. And then he has angels. And the Bible says that the angels are ministering spirits sent out to help us. That's out of Hebrews 1, verse 14. And there's all different kinds and shapes, and you know, there's big ones, little ones, you know, broad ones, and they all have different assignments. Some of them look like eagles, some of them look like flying lions, some of them look like horses, some of them look like men. The Bible describes these angels. Some of them have eyes all around them, and within them there's all different kinds of angels. And in our Glory School, we talk about that also. And then there's a great cloud of witnesses that we have in the glory realm. Those are the saints that have gone on to heaven before us, and their spirits live on for all eternity in this wonderful place called heaven. It's absolutely glorious there, and they're alive and well and having fellowship with each other and with God. And then there's also activities in the spirit realm. Not only are there beings, there are activities, such as in the heavens, there's worship around the throne 24/7. There's just no stopping. These beings just take one glimpse of God and they see how great he is, and they say, whoa, holy, 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 and they worship and adore him, and heaven's filled with worship. But there's all kinds of other activities in heaven too. And there's activity in the spirit realm around us. In fact, it doesn't take three dreams and a vision to see that there's evil forces at work in the world today. We can see the evidence of that, and we'll talk more about that next week. But there's also angelic activity, angels that go around in the spirit realm and do works of kindness and goodness and give us help, and there's chariots riding around in the spirit realm, and all kinds of wonderful things like that. You'll find out in the Bible that there is a spiritual activity called traveling in the spirit, such as Philip and Elijah and others in the Bible that were transported geographically from one location to another by the Spirit of God. Sometimes they went physical to physical through the realm of the Spirit, and sometimes in the Spirit they would go and soar into places. I've had experiences like that myself. We teach on that in the Glory School, and from glory to glory, we teach even deeper on that from the Glory to Glory School, which is the next one after the Glory School. But it's a biblical experience, and lots of believers these days are having these experiences of traveling in the Spirit, and because the Holy Spirit is entering energizing them to do so. And then there's visions in the spirit realm, and oh, there's all kinds of wonderful things that we can connect to when we are in God. There's spiritual activity taking place around you right now. Now, there's people watching the program, and you're saying, whoa, whew, I just feel blasted. I didn't know that there was all this stuff. Well, there is. It's as real as you feel your arm right now, as you feel the seat that you're sitting on. It's as real as that. It's just invisible, that's all. You know, a lot of times people think, well, if it's invisible, it's not real. But that's not so. The spirit realm is a very real realm. In fact, it's probably more real than the natural realm. And God wants to introduce us to the greatness of His presence within that realm, so that we, in these last days, will know the reality of an awesome, authoritative, great, mighty God and King that works on behalf of His people.
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
Today we have a team member with us, Rob Hodgkin, and Rob is in charge of, well, just about everything. I mean, when you're on the Extreme Prophetic team, Rob, you do a little bit of everything all the time.
And that's right.
Anyways, today, Rob, we're going to talk on God Talk about the spirit realm, and we've been talking about the God realm, the third heaven, all the angels and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, people are really growing in spiritual hunger these days. Mm-hmm. I mean, everywhere we go, people are asking questions about the spirit realm, spiritual life. In fact, there's all kinds of magazines and books and everything coming out now about spiritual life. And so tell us about your spiritual journey, because you're a Christian now.
Yep, I am.
But you haven't always been a Christian.
No.
Okay,
no.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, you know, I was searching my whole life and I didn't even realize it. And I looked everywhere. I looked in Eastern religions like Buddhism and Taoism. I actually even studied and taught Tai Chi for like 5 years. I looked in meditation. I looked everywhere you could think of. I looked in things like tarot cards, the occult, New Age. I even studied, I did graduate work at the Jung Institute in Chicago. I looked everywhere you could look. And none of it worked. None of it was true. None of it was real. And when I found Jesus, or when He found me, everything just faded away. Everything. All of a sudden, it's like, whoa, you just realize this is the real thing.
Wow.
And it's so true. It's so real. It's so pure. It's so powerful. You just get covered in His love, and you know it's
real. Wow. That is so neat. Well, I first met you not that long ago. It was at the Glory School. We were at a Glory School
That's
in Kelowna, British Columbia.
That's right.
And I remember that you came up to me one day and you said, it worked, it worked. I got a tape yesterday on how to speak in tongues, and I put it on my way to the meeting, and all of a sudden I'm speaking in tongues.
That's,
you know,
right.
So tongues is one of the spiritual gifts, isn't it?
It is, it is. Yeah, I hadn't been a Christian very long when I came to Glory School, and I hadn't really released in tongues because my brain kept getting in the way. My head got in the way. I'd be praying and I'd, you know, Lord, I know this is a gift. I know it's available to us. Just let it loose. And He would say, you have it. You have it. But my brain would get in the way. And I listened to that tape speaking in tongues, and it just let loose. He just showed me this ticker tape in my head, and it's like He gave me one word at a time.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden, it just started flooding out of me.
And tongues is a spiritual language that we don't learn academically. It comes by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And what it does is it builds you up in your spiritual life according to God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's such a powerful gift. I love it. Mm-hmm. So what else happened to you at the Glory School?
I think the biggest thing that happened to me in the Glory School was just the overall teaching, because all of a sudden you realize no one had ever really, really brought the difference between religion and relationship. And when I grew up, we went to church occasionally, like 3 or 4 times a year. And religion never really moved me. But when I went to the Glory School and found out who Jesus is, what He did for me, and how He wanted relationship with me even more than I wanted it with Him, and then it wasn't just doctrine or teaching, it was real, because all these supernatural things happen, you know, visitations from angels,
wow,
the felt presence of
real
God's
angels?
Glory. Real angels that came into the room.
They're for real.
Oh, they're totally for real.
They're wild.
Yeah, oh man, they just released fire throughout the whole room. I can remember feeling the fire on me, and it's like my body temperature went up 20 degrees.
Whoa.
It was really
I remember
cool.
that day. We had a move, and everybody was up front, and God's fire was coming, and the angels were coming, and you know, sometimes God's fire comes to burn out the dross in our life, you know, or to ignite fresh passion. But everything he does spiritually to us will have a natural manifestation, so it brings us ultimately closer to the one who created us. You know, there's a lot of spiritual activity going on these days. You know, everywhere we go, we hear of people who have had really profound spiritual experiences. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's becoming very predominant is what is called in the Bible like spiritual travel, I guess, where like Philip,
like
for
Philip,
instance,
yep.
Got transported by the Spirit from one place to another place. And that was his physical body from one place to another place. But then there was people like John. He said he was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And then there was Ezekiel, where he got picked up by the locks of his hair, by a hand coming out of heaven. And then he was taken into the visions of God. But he was transported into a spiritual location. And I was reminded of this group of intercessors out of, I think it was the eastern states somewhere. And they'd been meeting together for a number of months, I think maybe over a year. And everything had been going well in their prayers and that. And this one day, all of a sudden, they all were taken by the Holy Spirit in a vision or in a spiritual transport to China.
Wow.
And they landed up in a prison. And there was a man in the prison, and that they were all in the same cell together with this man. They saw each other there. This is a real happening in the
all
spirit.
All of them saw each other.
All of them saw each other there. And so they're ministering to this man in all kinds of different ways. And then all of a sudden they're back instantaneously, because there's no time or distance in the realm of the spirit. Right. Instantaneously they're back in the prayer room. And the prayer leader is like, whoa, you know, what just happened? And so she was wise, because she said, don't share a thing, but write out what your experience is, and then we'll read them out. And then she had them read it all out, what they had written down, and they had all had the same experience. So what that meant is, really, in the spirit, they all went to China like that, ministered to a man, did their work, and then came back. Have you ever experienced anything like that?
No, but I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go right now.
I mean, it saves a lot of airfare. Yeah. It saves jet lag time. I think it's awesome. We can come back, sleep in our own house, and drink our own extreme prophetic light coffee.
That's right. That's right.
I know, because sometimes traveling's hard in the natural. I had a few experiences. One of them, I mean, it's written up in my book on Third Heaven Angels and other stuff, and I touch on this in the Glory School. But one night we were just with a gathering of people, and all of a sudden I started spontaneously speaking in tongues, but it sounded like a Chinese dialect.
And had you ever spoken in tongues like that before?
Never before. It was a brand new utterance. But what made it even more significant was everyone else in the room started speaking in Chinese dialects. And then instantaneously, I go into a trance vision, and I land up where I believe was a Chinese village in Mongolia. Now, when you're in the realm of the spirit, you just seem to know things. Mm-hmm. You don't know why you know them, you just know them. So I land up in this Chinese village in Mongolia. And in the spirit realm over the village, there was a dragon, which is an evil spirit. Right. And I began to fight it by speaking in tongues. I could hear myself speaking in tongues, and this dragon is going like all over the place and stuff. And you know, you could tell it was getting really hit by the arrows, I guess, of the word in tongues.
So speaking in tongues was hitting it like arrows?
Yes, in the spirit, the words I was speaking was hitting it like arrows, and I was watching it be hit. All of a sudden, it just flopped, and it looked like it died. And the Lord said that in that particular experience, there was a spiritual battle one in Mongolia that would release people into the kingdom of God. And I actually saw in the vision these people coming out of their houses and giving their lives to Jesus Christ. Wow. Now, what made it even more fascinating, because I don't know anyone in Mongolia, I've never been there before, at least not in the natural.
Right.
And it was just a number of months later, I get a newsletter from a ministry I'd never received a newsletter from before. And on the front page of the newsletter, it was Revival Breaks Out in Mongolia. And they left right after... They left for this outreach right after that we had that experience. And so I believe that God set the stage in the realm of the spirit, and then it just came together and happened.
And whatever was tormenting that area just was wiped out.
Yeah.
And revival broke out.
Yeah.
I just
love, like, there's so much happening right now, like angels. Mm-hmm. Angelic visitation is huge.
Mm-hmm.
People having third heaven experiences, experiencing the color and the lights of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are experiencing what we call orbs. We've
mm-hmm.
had a lot of orbs in our ministry.
Yep.
Tell us about what you've experienced.
When I was in Africa ministering to people, I saw them. They just appear. It's, you know, it's the angelic presence. You know, a lot of times we think when we see angels, they're going to be, you know, like Michael or Gabriel, and they're going to appear as these big angelic beings.
Right.
But a lot of times you'll see just these orbs, these round balls of light, and they're usually on people or with people, and they move around with people. It's just incredible, and you can feel their presence. You can feel it on your skin. You can smell them. It's just incredible.
That's amazing. Well, we've seen them on our film.
Right.
You know, we've filmed meetings in that. In fact, when we were in Kuwait, which is an Islamic country, mm-hmm. We were doing a glory school over there, and so we were filming it. And when we look back on the footage, it was full of orbs, all just thousands of these little light orbs, and you could see them. And when you blow some of them up, you know, I've heard people say that when they blow it up, like enlarge it, mm-hmm. they can actually see faces in it.
Heaven's real.
It is, and the spirit realm is really
yeah.
real as well, and it's fascinating. And spiritual experience is awesome. A lot of times people are afraid of spiritual experience. You know, it frightens them because it's a realm of the unknown.
Right.
And that's why it's important to study the Bible, because the Bible
mm-hmm.
will tell you everything you need to know about the spirit realm. And we tell the students in our glory school, if you get good, solid teaching,
mm-hmm.
then you can move within the parameters of the scripture under the influence of the Holy Spirit and feel absolutely safe
mm-hmm.
and have fun.
Yeah, have incredible fun.
I know, like, you know, and sometimes people have a hard time with that, don't they? Thinking, well, you're having fun, are you allowed to have fun as a Christian? I think, what, are you kidding? I've never been so happy. I've never had so much fun. Because everything in the presence of the Lord brings
That's
joy.
It. That's it. He's our Father, and He loves to play with His kids. And there's all sorts of reasons for supernatural encounters, but joy is one of them.
I went on a chariot ride one time.
Really?
I did. I was in a meeting, and you could feel angelic activity in the meeting.
Okay.
This was a number of years ago. And the speaker, he said, just as I was thinking, wow, there's a lot of angelic activity, the speaker said, there's a lot of angelic activity in the room tonight. And he said, is anyone sensing it? So I put up my hand, as did a lot of other people. And he said, well, if you sense angels, come forward. So we all came forward. And he says, I don't know what to do except to pray for God to now touch you. Well, as soon as he finished praying, I went into like a trance, because I could feel myself go into this vision. And all of a sudden, under my bottom, I could feel the seat of a chariot seat, and I could feel myself be pulled. I felt the angels ahead of me, and I could feel the wind blowing against my face, and we're going up and down and around, and everything I was holding on, we're going so fast.
And the chariot was pulled by angels.
It was pulled by angels. In fact, I heard the angels. It was like a team of angels, because I heard them laughing. And then I got brought back into the room, back into this, you know, my natural mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, whoa, what was that all about? What was that all about, God? And he says, I just wanted you to have some fun.
He's so good.
A religious spirit will struggle with that one, right?
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
But this is just the realm of the spirit. You know, children don't have any problems with this.
Uh-uh.
In fact, in our book, Heavenly City, we write real experiences that people have had. It's written for children.
Mm.
But these are real experiences that people have had in the spirit realm and in the spirit. And we wrote it for children because children, they don't have any problem at all connecting with the reality of the heavenly realm. And we should
mm-hmm.
teach them early. You know, Bob Jones, he's a prophet in the United States. He said to me one time, he said, you know, if you teach your children how to live out of the third heaven level, he says the devil will never get a hold of their lives, because the devil can't go into God's holy place like that.
Third heaven is second nature for kids. That's
it
why
is.
It's so much fun being around them. You just see the light and the joy of the Lord on them all the time.
You know what? There's people watching the program today, Rob, and they want to go deeper
mm-hmm.
with God.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it. I can
mm-hmm.
feel the pull of their desire on my heart right now. And so we're just going to pray for you right now. Why don't you just bring your heart close to God, because we're going to pray for you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would pour out your spirit afresh upon our viewers today, the hungry ones, the hungry ones. Oh man, I see some hungry ones out there. You're hungry. And God's going to feed you. He delights to feed you. So Lord, increase and enhance their spiritual life and their spiritual fervency and their spiritual experiences in you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And you know, someone's watching the program right now and you've had a fear of spiritual experience because when you were young, you had some ones that weren't godly. They were evil spiritual experiences. But that is not from the Lord. The Lord gives us good things. He gives good things to his children. And there's ways that you can learn to rightly divide that. Jesus is a good, good God, and he's going to introduce you to some wonderful things in this next season in your life.
The Lord is calling his church to take the prophetic to the streets. This four-day extreme prophetic school will instruct you in the simplicity of hearing the voice of God and sharing words of hope and destiny with others. You will feel more confident to reach your neighbors, friends, and others who the Lord brings across your path. We live in extreme times, and extreme times call for extreme prophetic. For more information, go online at extremeprophetic.com.
There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
When you started watching this program, you were drunk as a skunk. But the Spirit of God has come upon you, and that's what you feel. You're feeling something strange in your body. And the drunkenness and the haze that you've been in for weeks is gone right now. It's gone, and you're wondering, you're looking around, where did it go? Listen, the Spirit of God is upon you right now. He's made you completely stone sober so that you can hear this word. This is a word of salvation. This is a word of deliverance. This is a word of hope to you that God right now through this TV is speaking to you, and he's saying that he loves you, that he cares for you, and that from this moment on, your life is going to be transformed. Listen, God has even sent an angel right now to minister to you and to take you out of this pit and this mess that you're in and to bring you into eternal life right now in Jesus' name.
There's people that say, you know, I thought I had a gift like that, but I did this, this, and this, and I feel disqualified. The Bible said it's God that works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, and he's going to call you back in. God is the God of the second chance. He's the God of the third chance. His mercies are new, what? Every day. Every day his mercies are new. So God's going to call back in the outcasts. He's going to call back in those that feel like they've wasted away their life. But listen, repent and come back. God will pick you up, put you back to the highest place.
I'm sure some of the things that were shared today were a little bit over the top for you, maybe a little bit challenging, but just want to encourage you to get some more teaching. And you can find that resource online at extremeprophetic.com. If you have a testimony as to how God has touched your life through the program, could you write us at testify@extremeprophetic.com? We would love to hear from you. Now here's a special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. And a close relative of yours is going in for open heart surgery, and you're very, very concerned and worried, and you're especially fearful of losing that relative. And I believe the Lord's saying this, that he wants you to keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes on him. And I'm going to pray for that relative right now because I have a sense that everything's going to go really, really well. And by the way, that loved one is sealed in Christ because of your prayers. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we release a healing touch of God over that loved one right now. We speak over their heart and we speak life into that heart. You shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. Now, there's no time or distance in the realm of the Spirit. There's no time or distance in the realm of the Spirit. So that prayer will have influence over your loved one.